everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
All right, welcome back. Light volume and lack of market interest kept prices stuck in a narrowly mixed trading range today. This kept markets from drawing additional activity throughout the day. Corn prices were higher in light trade today. July corn futures about 4 cents higher. Stock markets were higher as well in light trade. The Dow Jones is 92 points higher. NASDAQ up 66 points. In live cattle, narrow trading ranges held throughout the complex, with August futures slipping 12 cents per hundredweight, while the rest of the nearby contracts were able to inch higher with narrow gains of 2 to 15 cents per hundredweight. The overall lack of interest, though, in the market followed the triple-digit rally that developed on Thursday, which seemed to focus on the general lack of market volume and pointed to traders pushing trade decisions off until early next week. Cash cattle trade remained essentially in the books following moderate trade in all areas Thursday. There has been a few bids, though, seen in the north throughout the day with light scattered trade at steady money in Nebraska. In feeder cattle, despite the aggressive price shift seen throughout the week, traders remained extremely sluggish today with mixed activity, holding feeder cattle markets 10 cents lower to 10 cents higher as traders seemed anxious to end the week with very little activity or direction. The inability to bring any trade interest or volume into the cattle markets is somewhat surprising given the fact that the overall market volatility throughout the week has been extremely high. And grain futures were mixed today but tried to firm up as the overnight session wound down. Corn prices tried to turn higher after a very quiet overnight session kept prices range-bound. December futures held Monday's gap yesterday, closing well off of daily lows, though. Soybeans tried to edge higher following two-sided trade overnight. And November futures took another stab at $10 early in the session but were unable to hold. Finally, wheat prices were mostly lower today, though Minneapolis tried to reverse higher after September broke through its steep one-week uptrend line Thursday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.